Welcome back to Patriots Preview, presented by your New England Honda dealers, Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper. As we go inside the owner's box, it's brought to you by Agera Energy, an industry leader in deregulated energy markets. Visit AgeraNFL.com for a hassle-free price quote. Agera Energy, power your world. We are joined inside the owner's box before Super Bowl 52 by Patriots President Jonathan Kraft. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Mark.
Good Chris. To see you.
Good to see you guys.
Have you enjoyed this week in Minnesota? And I ask you that not just because it's Super Bowl week, but because it feels like every person in this town who otherwise wouldn't be rooting for the Patriots is this week rooting for the Patriots and rooting against the Eagles.
Well, first of all, Minnesota, the people have been wonderful, and I happen to like the cold, so I've really enjoyed it. It definitely is a different type of Super Bowl experience than we've had other places. The U.S. Bank Stadium is just an amazing building, and the people of Minneapolis, you think about Minnesota's history in the NFL, and I loved Fran Tarkenton growing up, and I Bud Grant, I didn't have a full appreciation for great coaches, but it's a great football town, and I think if you're a New Englander, there's a lot of similarities in feel to Minnesota, so it's been great to be here.
Do you think any of the warm reception you guys have gotten from the Minnesota fans this week has to do with Tom Brady's family connection here in the
family? Well, I should have answered Mark's point, too. Tom has been – I didn't know that part of Tom's history. He's unveiled it at just the appropriate time. That's why Tom is so much smarter than us mere mortals. And clearly – I've heard stories from Minnesota fans about what happened after the Eagles game. I wasn't fully aware of all of that, but we'll take everything we can get, because at a lot of these Super Bowls, I think it's safe to say we felt that the home crowd maybe has been for our opponents.
You guys are the good guys this week.
We'll take it. You know,
it's been a long time.
I'm completely biased on this. I think Boston sports fans are... I grew up as one. I love them. We're passionate. I think our teams are just such an integral part of the community. But the couple of times we played at the old Vet in Philly when we owned the team, that is it. We only played there once, and then I went to another game there. But, man, that is a whole different level of some type of passion and intensity that I think is different than the Boston intensity. But it's a great sports city. And it's nice to be playing the Eagles again. Last time we played them, we were in Jacksonville.
Couldn't you compare modern-day Philly fans to the fans of the old Foxborough Stadium, Schaefer Stadium, going back that far?
Those are some wild times. I was one of them, but I was a kid. So we had guys, when we walked in there that first time, it was pretty bad pulling up to the building. I mean, people were, pants, a lot of pairs of pants may have been dropped, and words about mothers and grandmothers, and lots of interesting stuff.
I just remember
even in
the early 90s, as the fights. You don't see that anymore. There's no fights anymore like there used to be.
And someone told me before the NFC Championship game, they fought each other.
Yes.
Mark, our security, the gentleman that oversees all of our security, Mark Briggs, told me that Philly fans were fighting with each other before the game. So I haven't seen that really take place in Boston. I do love Pat's cheesesteaks, but I'm going to take Boston over Philly otherwise.
You mentioned the last time you guys were in the Super Bowl against the Eagles, and that was Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville. And at that point, you guys won that to repeat as Super Bowl champions. That's the last time a team repeated as Super Bowl champions. You guys are trying to accomplish that again in Super Bowl 52. Are you surprised that no team has stepped in that span and been able to repeat, and that if you guys repeat, it's the last team to repeat is the Patriots? The team that's repeating is the Patriots years later.
Yeah, I think the last and before us, the Cowboys did it in 93-94, but 93 and 94 was before the 93 was an uncapped, non-restricted, there was not unrestricted free agency, and there was not yet a salary cap. It was actually the year that you could load up, do a lot of things before the system started. And I think the system really is designed to prevent it from happening. So I'm not surprised. It's very hard to do. It's very hard to get back to this game. It's not surprising. So it just isn't surprising. And I hope it puts in a little bit of perspective what the coaching staff and the players on this team have been able to do. Because going to just making it to 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, you haven't had a team that's made it back. Maybe the Broncos made it back-to-back, and maybe the Packers have made it back-to-back in the salary cap era.
The Broncos did win back-to-back Super Bowl
titles.
Yeah, the Broncos did.
Yeah. So they – and look, it –
But they also got hit for salary cap violations.
That's true. That's one we haven't gotten hit with yet. So we'll see what happens. But I'm sure someone will come up with something. But no, it's a testament to the Bill and the coaching staff that have been with them, and the players and the leadership, and guys are just. I will say this: I think for the players on our team who have tasted this game a few times, they want it more. Like, you don't want your season to end. And I think that definitely keeps the focus, the drive, because to have your career each season go a month longer than the competition, it really does stack up over time. If you think about it, the guys that have been on this team for the last 4 seasons, they will have had 3 extra months of football in that time. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but if you understood the daily grind that goes into it, it really is a lot. But They like the taste of being here.
You referenced the hand injury. Any concerns going to Super Bowl 52 about Tom's hand?
What, did you see him play 2 weeks ago? I have no concerns. That first pass. I mean, when he threw that ball it was the first drive and just dropped it in about 30 yards down. I mean,
the fourth down play.
Just freaking gorgeous.
It's like that drill in training camp, right? When the quarterbacks have to drop it in the bucket.
Right.
Yes, that's what
perfect.
It reminded me of. Yeah.
Perfection. Except in this case, the bucket isn't moving. You know, so that was 2 weeks ago.
We're inside the owner's box with Patriots president Jonathan Kraft. Was there a point in that game where you thought, yeah, we might not win this game? It's easy after the fact for everybody to say, of course they were going to win. It's Tom Brady. It's Danny Amendola. These guys are so clutch. But there had to have been a point in that game, and you were on TV a couple of times, right? I saw you, and I thought.
How'd I look?
You looked concerned a little bit.
I think most games, unless you get up by 21 or 28 and you're still playing, you always think, oh, you could lose this game. It's football. You can lose any game. Look, Jacksonville's good. I mean, that defense is really good. They were fast. That front seven is as fast as I can recall a defensive front seven being, and their backfield covers so well. And Blake Bortles was playing a great game, and Fournette, man, he's a beast. And I'll tell you, that first touchdown he scored, or the second where he pushed, and you know, he's very strong. So we knew we were going to be in a real contest going into it. I don't think we had the perspective that I heard many have throughout that week that it was a fait accompli. That was definitely not what we were thinking about. And they're going to be good. I think that whole division, by the way, is going to be really good, because I think Billy's got a team down in Texas that's the real deal. The Titans have a tremendous amount of talent. You saw what Jacksonville has. That division is going to be – and Indy. I mean, look, Indy has Andrew Luck. And
who's our head coach going to be?
I don't know, but they're going to have a new coach.
They're going to get a good coach.
My guess is
are they going to have a good head coach next year?
I don't know, but I'm not going to draw any comparisons to the past head coach, because I don't feel like making headlines about that. But that's a very good division, and a lot of – very good football teams, and you know, we know Billy and Mike Vrabel really well, and John Robinson down in Tennessee, and they all got it on. So that's that division is going to have a lot of good football in it.
Yeah, so there's a theme there, a lot of former Patriot coaches and personnel guys that are moving on to other teams, and that could soon be the case with a couple of other teams, with coordinators from New England. How do you feel about going into next year, maybe having to make some changes? You've been down this road before. We go back to the similarities between this Super Bowl and the last one against the Eagles. And there was that moment on the sideline with Romeo Crennel and Charlie Weiss and Bill Belichick. And we could see that again after Super Bowl 52.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about next year at the end of the game here. But if people get opportunities that they've worked hard for and deserve, that's great. I mean, that's America. That's life. You can't. you can't hold people back. And all of those people have done exceptional things for the New England Patriots. You talk about Vrabel or Robinson or Billy O'Brien, Charlie Rack. They're all wonderful. They're just great people. And you want nice things to happen to good people. And the one thing I don't think the public fully can get an appreciation for is just how hard these guys work. And what. And I know you hear it, so you think it's cliche, but they work so hard. It's really hard to describe. It's unlike any other job in normal society. I would never equate it to being in the military and being overseas, but just normal life in society, not being a police officer or a firefighter where your life is on the line. But it is a grind, and so much of it is done very late at night with a little light on the desk and thinking and sleeping there and working hard. And so when people are able to have success and get opportunities to move up, that's ultimately what it's about, and you're excited and happy for anybody that gets that opportunity.
And do you feel comfortable with your succession plan? I mean, you guys have done such a good job over the years of cultivating coaches, cultivating personnel people to replace the folks that have left.
Look, if we needed a succession plan, I think we feel comfortable with what we have. And I think the one thing Bill, doesn't get enough credit for, and that's not because people are trying not to give him credit. It's just hard to mention everything. You watch staffs get put together around the league, and usually guys just are picking an all-star team from other places. And I think what Bill is such a great teacher. I think Bill just enjoys taking younger people, giving them responsibility, and coaching and teaching them the way he does the players. And whether it's our personnel department, our scouting staff, the personnel department, pro and college scouting, the young coaches in the system, how he wants the video guys to do their work and their job and the strength and condition. It all blends together. He's a brilliant teacher, and he's developed just huge pools of talent.